You know, there was one place that we thought that they were vulnerable back there in the secondary. The safeties got a little nosy. Was able to kind of get over the top of the defense a little bit. I think, you know, I caught one from each quarterback. Both quarterbacks put the ball out there. Let me go get it.
On the first play, Joseph was down. You guys went deep right away. Was that
really? I mean, no disrespect to him. I think regardless of who was in there, we were going to go. I thought he played well. I think that's probably one throw that he may want back. But other than that, I think he played well. I think he commanded the huddle. He's played a lot of football in this league. You know, he's won at a very high level. So I think he's one of the more game-ready backup quarterbacks in this league. And I'm pretty sure if you ask him, he doesn't. He's ready. Whenever his number's called.
Your thoughts with Nick's injury and just the big picture of it all?
I don't know the extent of it. But like I said, we got a guy in Mark who can step up and win some games. So I'm excited about him being back there, and we'll continue to move forward.
Can you kind of contrast last year the devastation you felt, and this year to be having the year you are, and just to go from that to this and the highs and lows? I mean, you're a pretty level-headed guy, but I mean, it's pretry crazy. I mean, you're on for like 1,600 yards, 90 catches.
Just playing football, man. When I went down last year, the one thing that I told myself was just to come back and give myself a chance to be better than what I was. And, this year, I've had my number called quite a bit, and all I can do is just, be reliable for my team. I don't know.
What do you think?
Maybe stat-wise, but I'm going to continue to get better each and every day.
Mark said you picked a good year to sign a one-year contract.
I'm not going to necessarily call it gambling. I just think I did what was best for my situation and me and my family. It was I think that was what was right. With the ability to make something happen during the season. So, but like I said, when that time comes, it'll take care of itself.
I think you got 3 touchdowns and 50 yards or more this year in Jacksonville and in the last 2 weeks. How much fun are those plays? Just kind of watching the ball settle down. You got your guy beat. And just not even break stride and just keep going.
Those are what receivers live for. Obviously, even growing up as a kid, the first thing you want to do is go deep. But you got to do it within the offense. You got to do it, at the right times. And I think we hit them at the right time.
On the first play, Sanchez was in there. They went deep to you. How important was that play, considering that Sanchez's first throw?
We wanted to ease him in. like I said, it was we saw something that they were kind of doing, and it was a chance for us to get over the top and make a big play. I got to keep my head after the play. He was just holding my legs, wouldn't let my legs go. So I kind of got upset a little bit, but it's part of football.
Texas lost a couple of defensive backs to injuries. Did that assist you in capitalizing?
One thing about me, man, it really doesn't matter who is on the other side of football. I'm gonna go out there and play football regardless who's over there.
You heard all the people that questioned whether you could be this kind of player, and you were aware of it and you talked about it. Is there any satisfaction in improving?
Not satisfied yet. As far as the people that doubted me or whatever, they're entitled to their own opinions. I had, an organization that believed in me, an organization that was with me every day in my rehab, understood, what was going on. That's all I need. I don't really need, all the negativity. So
that second touchdown catch you had diving low, survived a pretty lengthy challenge. Any question in your mind?
No, I had control of the football. The only problem was, did the point of the football hit the ground? Yeah. But the ball never moved. That's one of those throws that quarterback just gave me a chance to make a play. He saw his defender with the back turn. That's not exactly how we draw it up, but I was there to make the play.
In the preseason, two more, please. Two more. Sanchez didn't get many reps together. How was the chemistry there between the two?
It's there. I know when we run routes on air and stuff like that, we get a chance to kind of, get on the same page there. Obviously, it's a little different when there's no defense over there. But, now we ain't got no time to get it. We just got to be on track.
How does his ball differ from Nick's as far as the way it comes into your hands?
Nick throws a little more with a little more touch, but he also has the ability to zip it in if he needs to. You just got to be able to catch the football.